It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats on the State House Judiciary Committee defeated a workplace harassment bill Monday night that had been a top priority for many of their colleagues. CPR's Benna Berkland reports it would have changed the definition of harassment and made it easier to sue.
The House sponsors say they were willing to make significant changes to win over enough votes to make it through the committee, but they withdrew their amendments when it was clear that wouldn't be enough to make a difference. Here's Democratic Representative Susan Lahntein, a main sponsor.
And so, there we are. I don't see the point in running amendments when we already know the outcome.
Opponents included many employers who say harassment complaints would skyrocket, forcing employers to settle even in cases without much merit. The bill had already cleared the Senate with some Republican support, and advocates say the laws are outdated and allow for harassment to exist. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver International Airport may have found a new leader. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Phil Washington will take over next month, provided that City Council approves. Washington was head of RTD until 2015 when he left to run LA's Metro. Mayor Michael Hancock lured him back to Denver to take over the airport from Kim Day, who's retiring. It's a pivotal time for the airport. DIA is the state's single largest economic driver, but it's mired in a costly and controversial rebuild of the Great Hall. And coming out of the pandemic, it's unclear what the prospect for air travel is in the short term. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Vail Resort says revenues are rising as the pandemic recedes, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Revenues for the Broomfield-based company jumped more than 30% during the third quarter. That's compared to the same time last year, when ski resorts were forced to shut down. Resorts in Colorado and Utah accounted for a big jump in visits later in the season, CEO Rob Katz said in the company's earnings release. While lift ticket sales were relatively strong compared to last year, dining and ski school suffered from capacity limits. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
In Vail this morning, it's 42 degrees. In Denver, 55. Front range highs will be in the 90s this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.